This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. Today we're joined by HSHS, St. John's Hospital. The CEO, Brian Brennan, Teresa Patel, and Katie Schmidt have all joined us. I'll let you guys each tell a little bit more about what you do. Let's start with Brian.
Thanks for having us. Brian Brennan, I'm the president and CEO for St. John's Hospital, as well as the Central Illinois market for HSHS, which encompasses five hospitals, five ministries across all of Central Illinois, with St. John's and the St. John's Children's Hospital being the largest of that. Been here for about a year in the community and just love being in Springfield. I'm a Midwest guy and grew up in Wisconsin and been just really thrilled to be back here in the Midwest serving the patients of Springfield and the surrounding communities.
What brought you to Springfield?
Being from the Midwest is nice to always come back home to your roots. My wife and I are both from Wisconsin. Had the great opportunity to come back professionally. Personally, my family still lives in Wisconsin. My son is in college up in Wisconsin. We spent the last 12 years in Texas, wanted to get back, and being part of a mission-based organization such as HSHS really appealed to us what the medical community is like within Springfield. The world-class healthcare that's being provided in Springfield checked all of the boxes, so it made it a perfect fit for us to come back and to meet all the wonderful people here in Springfield.
Well, glad to have you here. Katie, how about you?
I have very recently taken over as the director of the Children's Hospital. I was most recently in the labor and delivery manager position, and prior to that, I was the NICU nurse manager. This is a new role for us at St. John's. For at least the last year and a half, we haven't had anybody in this position. Excited to get to be a part of all three of the departments within the Children's Hospital and see the exciting things that are to come.
Teresa.
I'll take any opportunity to talk about the NICU. I am the NICU manager. I have been in role for about a year, a little after Brian started, I believe. We were buddies as new colleagues. Mm-hmm. I've been a NICU nurse for just about 10 years now and moved to Springfield 2 years ago after I swore I would never live in a small town. I was a Chicago girl, loved it, and now, thank goodness, I'm here. The community is unparalleled. My husband and I both relocated here for work. He's actually on the pediatrics floor. I couldn't be more thrilled to be working in the NICU and to be part of the HSHS family.
Being from Chicago myself, Springfield needs a little PR at times. But once you get here, you realize it's got a lot going for it.
Sure does.
One of the key things I wanted to talk to you about today is the NICU, as you were talking about. Give us the broad picture. First of all, what does that stand for? That's an acronym.
The NICU is the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. For us, that means it could be a baby as early as 22 and some change days gestation, or it could be a full-term baby that had a rough delivery, a baby that needs a second opinion from an outlying hospital. We see the highest level of patients in our NICU, the Level 3 Perinatal Network Center for South Central Illinois, which is incredible. So that means we are the hub for the education. We are the leader in transports and the really truly like the resource for all of the outlying hospitals near us.
How many NICUs are around? How hard is it for somebody to get this type of service if they need it?
The next closest NICU, I want to say about Peoria, which is, I don't know the exact mileage, but I'm going to assume it's more than 50 miles. After that, we're really going to go all the way to St. Louis. It's a big span that we have and a large geographical map that we can serve. And we go by air and ground, which is phenomenal. My team, I was just thinking right now, is getting all their fancy flight suits. And I'm like, do you know how incredible it is that you went to nursing school and you thought, I'm going to be a nurse one day. I'm going to hang out with babies. And now you're on a helicopter picking up babies across the state. Proud of that team too.
So those choppers you see go overhead heading toward the hospital are possibly headed to the NICU at that point.
Yes, absolutely.
Brian, as the head of the hospital, are there enough services here for the NICU and the type of care that's being provided for, especially neonatal patients?
Well, there's always more that we can do, but we are at the top of the license, right? So as Teresa said, we're a Level 3 NICU. We provide pretty much everything that 99% of the patients would need. So there's very few conditions that patients would get transferred to St. Louis or Chicago or one of the biggest centers that do everything. That's one of the things that the folks around Springfield don't necessarily realize, right? Springfield, I think, does a good job of knowing what's going on at the Children's Hospital, but you do not have to get very far out of the city, and people don't know what's going on in Springfield. You know, they may drive to St. Louis and have to have a child there for, you know, days or weeks and make that trip every day, where they could be 20 minutes away from Springfield and get the exact same care that could be provided here in our Children's Hospital.
It's one of the blessings here in Springfield that I learned right away when I got here is the extremely strong medical community in the hospital system. We talk about the Children's Hospital and neonatal kids. How big or how old is a neonatal patient?
Oh, that depends. It could be, in my career, I think I've seen about 450 grams, so a little less than a pound. You could have a 10-pounder come up as well. So it truly, we all say, really teeny tiny or giant baby. So you'll hear us say, oh, this is an adult baby. It's probably a 4-pound baby. A little bit of everything, really. We will go through some phases where we'll have a ton of 24-weekers, or we'll have a ton of term babies that needed some extra help at delivery. So it truly just depends on the day, what kind of variety we're going
to
get.
Parents have to be pretty freaked out if they're dealing with you. How do you help parents function and help their child?
You're actually looking at a two-time NICU mom. My youngest is 18. Oh my gosh, she'll be 2 years in June. And she had the luxury of being part of our transport team, was taken in one of our little isolettes from an outlying hospital to St. John's, and got to stay with the NICU and get to know my coworkers really well. This is before I was the manager. It's given me some insight on what our priorities are within the unit and how we can support. I have a phenomenal group of nurses, and I can say that being on both sides, they will do whatever they can to make these families feel as comfortable as possible. That's something I can say with my chest and my heart. They will do that. If it's extra crafts, which sounds so silly, but I still have every single craft that anyone had made for either of my girls, and I have them hidden and I don't touch them often because I don't want them to break. We've got people that will share their lunch with families if they need to. So the little things, it's truly every parent is part of our family.
How long can a stay last sometimes? You got to wait quite a while for someone to develop, right?
Totally. Depends on the patient and why they're there. You could be up for a couple hours if you needed to, which is like the best case scenario. Came up, needed some help transitioning to life outside the womb. But you could have patients for over a year. That's not our favorite. We feel sad that they're not home yet, but we do the best we can to, we call it their city condo. So they've got their own room, their private condo in the city, to make it as most like home as we can.
If it's a long-term stay, the hospital's able to accommodate the parents?
We are able to do a couple things. We can work with Ronald McDonald House. Those families that are from out of town that are here, and we've got families that'll travel over an hour to get here, they can stay at Ronald McDonald House, which is right across the street. They provide meals. The team there is fantastic. I could go on and on. In addition to that, say we have an unexpected sick baby. They're from out of town. They need some place to stay. We have sleep rooms available in our NICU. We've got 6 sleep rooms that we can give a parent a place to crash. And that's a huge gift to be able to have that, a quiet room where you can get some sleep. We do. And then we allow parents to stay 24/7. If we've got a mom that really just wants to be with her baby, we've got a comfortable chair for you so you can be there 24/7. We'll figure it out.
I toured a NICU one time and it was sort of stunning the first time you see it with how tiny the babies can be and the incubators. Even a nonprofit I knew of was knitting little caps because they lost so much heat off their heads. And so that was a big project for them to make sure that the NICU had little yarn caps that they could wear and help out. So there are all different levels of things happening. The American Medical Association had to take a look at the NICU at St. John's?
Yeah, Dr. Mukamala was here last week, actually. He came in to tour the NICU with some of our donors. We are very fortunate to have some donors in the community. Just like St. Jude's, just like Shriners, we need as much help as we can get to keep this going for the folks and for the patients and the families in the community. He wanted to come see what we were doing. He also met with the medical students, the residents, and a bunch of the attendings as well, and was extremely impressed with what he saw. He was very complimentary of Teresa and her team and Katie and her teams of what is being done in our Children's Hospital. Yes, I think it's his first time in Springfield. I might be wrong with that, but it seemed like it was one of his first times here, and he was just really impressed with what we had to offer. You know, he came from Flint, Michigan, and he's been around big programs. You know, he's a top doctor with the American Medical Association for the entire United States. So he's been a lot of places. And when he comes to Springfield and is complimentary of what we're providing here, it was really nice to have him come and visit and really acknowledge that what I just said to you a minute ago about being world-class healthcare, you know, he sees world-class healthcare every day, and he came and actually confirmed that for us, which is really nice to get that national perspective.
You talked about students. Do you have your own school, or are they coming from other schools? How does that work?
Most of the students, the vast majority come from SIU School of Medicine and the SIU Southern Illinois University residency program, fellowship program. So the vast majority. We do have some others that do filter in from other places, but I'd say 99.9% all come from SIU.
So a lot of students probably get into this because they love the idea of helping out a young baby, but it's pretty intense, I would guess. How do you keep your own mental health as a staff member around these kids?
I think a lot of it stems around these babies are innocent lives. They've known nothing but love from their family, their nursing team, their provider team, everyone that they interact with. So a lot of my team stays grounded in that we are doing the best we can to give every single day from birth or whenever they were admitted the best they can. Not all days are good days in the NICU, but we are incredibly lucky that our outcomes are great and that we have ourselves, our team to hold on to. I think that's one thing to note. When the AMA president visited last week, that was kind of what set us apart to him, or what I really gathered from that visit was, yeah, other hospitals have really great healthcare too, but you guys have the culture. You have the nurses that are staying here past to their retirement. I just did two anniversary announcements during our morning huddle. So we do morning huddle every day with all nurses. And I said, okay, so-and-so, congrats on your 2-year anniversary, plus 37, because it was one of my many colleagues that had retired and came back. That just really, truly speaks to what we're doing and the people. I mean, the people make your job. They make or break it. It truly, we lean on each other. In addition to that, we have debriefs if we need to. We've got an incredible social work team. Myself and the medical director, Dr. Darling, and I will sit and we will meet with anyone, anytime, anywhere if we feel we need to just catch up. We've got resources. That's the best part.
The Children's Hospital, first time I was exposed to it, it's amazing how the rooms are comfortable for the expectant parents and then suddenly, like a transformer, become almost an operating room. Things come out of the ceiling and out of the wall and everything. What is the percentage of people who go in with getting ready for one of the most exciting moments in their lives, hopefully, and then finding out there are complications and the NICU's involved?
We have around 2,400 deliveries every year at St. John's. Probably around 30% of those end up in the OR. That's not the goal that we set for our rate of C-sections, but it is what we see based on the acuity of the parents, of the moms that we're dealing with, and the acuity of the babies. There's a lot that plays into whether or not things are going to go as planned, but one thing we have learned every single time is that baby runs the show, right? We can't always anticipate that, but we have the NICU just one floor above labor and delivery, and so we have 24/7 coverage, which is not something that you're going to find everywhere you go. That is truly unique to us and our level 3 status, that we have a neonatologist, a nurse practitioner, and countless nurses that are available at all times to come and help with resuscitation. They come to deliveries, whether that's a C-section or a vaginal delivery in the labor and delivery room, they are always available and more than equipped to take that baby to the NICU or to, you know, try their best to keep that baby with mom and dad in the room.
Ryan, there have been a lot of changes federally with all different types of things. Have you been affected by federal funding at this point?
We're always affected by federal funding. That's one of the issues facing healthcare providers nowadays, is with inflation and the cost of everything going up with salaries and shortages of nurses from COVID on. Folks have left the medical profession because it's just of burnout and everything that came along with COVID. It's supply and demand. So staffing, you know, costs are higher and supplies are higher, but we're getting paid either the same amount or less from the payers that are out there. We are pushed every single day to try to find ways to be able to support our mission and to take care of everybody, regardless of ability to pay. And it's what we are proud of at HSHS, but it's a challenge every day to try to balance those books and try to make that happen. Being a not-for-profit, being Catholic-based, every penny of margin that we make, it's pennies, not dollars. We invest back into the NICU, back into the Children's Hospital, back into other programs within St. John's. But we have to be very, very smart about that. It's why having a community like Springfield really engaged to help us with that and be part of what we're doing and part of our mission is so important to us.
What is in the future for HSHS St. John's?
Well, we have a lot of really exciting announcements that'll be coming out soon of programs that we're going to be advancing. We are approaching a time when much of the building, you know, St. John's has been around for 150 years. We just celebrated the 150th anniversary last year. It's been, you know, decades since some of the areas of the building have been remodeled and taken care of. We're looking at all of these types of plans and how do we not only advance the clinical care for patients, create more access for patients, but also make it a more welcoming, inviting, and more, a newer environment for folks to be able to seek care. It's something we're really being very strategic about over the next 5, 10, 20 years. How do we position ourselves for the future of medicine so that we can continue this mission for the next 150 years?
Katie, what do you wish the public understood?
The public is never going to understand everything that goes into caring for the patients within our building, but I hope that something, especially after Teresa's comments, that they understand is that we provide the care to them that we would provide to our own families. You are going to be so well taken care of no matter what department you visit or you have to stay with us in the Children's Hospital. We are going to be there for you every step of the way, and I hope that that's recognized by every patient that comes through our doors.
Teresa, anything you'd like to leave us with?
I am always willing to talk about the NICU and the incredible things that we're doing, and I just want to thank you for having us here. The community that we've built and that we're a part of is just incredibly unique. Brian and I have been a couple places in our work, and for us to both sit here and say it is a great place with strong roots to the community, we truly feel an obligation to care for as many patients that we possibly can, and we all feel that. That's just something I just love to bring up, this community and this hospital. And if you can get involved with us.
If they wanted to get involved or learn more about HSHS St. John's or support it, where would they go?
We have a great foundation. Allie Farmer is the head of our foundation for St. John's. She would be the person to contact. Our website has some resources to be able to reach our foundation to be part of what we're doing at the Children's Hospital.
Teresa Patel, Brian Brennan, and Katie Schmidt, thank you for joining us on Community Voices.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.